Oh, what a performance it was, not from Stuart Clarke, but from Steve Smith last night. A double hundred as the Aussies certainly just rubbed the pommy noses in the dirt of Old Trafford. Steve Smith, 211, 8 declared for 497. And to top it all off, a little bonus wicket just before stumps on day two. England 1 for 23. I think we describe this as a good day, Stewie.
Morning, boys. Oh, I think it's probably better than a good day. It's probably a really, really, really good day, given the Australians are now so far ahead in the game. Obviously, Steve Smith, but picking up that wicket late in the day, the wicket looks pretty good, so it's going to be hard to get them out. But, Australia, look, pretty hard to lose the match from here when you get 474.
Did you get the sense about Steve Smith when he was coming through the New South Wales ranks, Stewie? He had the spiky blonde hair, peroxided at different stages.
Good leg spinner.
He batted 8, I think, in his first Test match. I don't think he was as quirky as he is now. But did you get any sort of sense that going, well, this guy could be very, very special?
Mate, you know what the short answer is? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'd be saying, of course, I picked him straight away.
Yeah, of course. All the wannabe selectors saw it, straight away. But mate, everyone was telling you, mate, you're a leg spinner, mate, that bats in the middle order. And look, you can bat. There's no question that you can bat. We're not saying you're hopeless, but, work on your leggies and you're the next Shane Warne and all this stuff. He was always quirky with his, fidgeting and movements and that type of stuff. It's gone to probably a whole new level at the moment because it's actually whilst I love seeing him get runs, it's actually a bit frustrating to watch. There's so much moving and stuff like that that you sort of get a bit on edge yourself sitting there going, what's he going to do now? But, it's working. It's completely unconventional. It's very hard to teach any young player to bat like him. But you know what? It works and it's very effective.
You know what? It's very hard to stop the young blokes from fidgeting like him. You feel like saying, mate, hurry up, you're not Steve Smith.
Yeah.
But what about that big exaggerated leave and everything he's doing now? I mean, that's all new. Like, he's obviously watched the Three Musketeers over his 12 months away, and he's got the big sword going, so to speak.
Yeah, Justin Langer used to be into that. When he was playing, he'd sort of almost point the bat back at the bowler when he left the ball. Stephen's gone to a whole new level of leaving the ball. It's almost like he does a dance, then tells the bowler what was wrong with the ball, and then as he leaves it, and then smiles. And I was listening to Shane Warne commentate last night. He would sort of say, what would you do if you were bowling to? And I think he was pretty open and said, man, I think he'd annoy the absolute bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
It's like Nadal annoys me watching the tennis.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. That all the fidgeting he does, he
really annoys
me. Pulls the wedgie out of his backside and all the rest of that before he, but Stephen's got those little quirky mannerisms, but you know what? They work.
Don't they what? I know he's not everyone's favourite, but you've got to admire Stuart Broad. He's into his 130th Test match, and he's clearly still the most dangerous bowler that England have, Stewie. And you've played against him as well. I know he's had that great career, but he's just building a legacy now, isn't he?
Look, he's a quality bowler. He's got all the 86'6", and he bowls fast. But what he's really worked on is his ability to move the ball around a bit. He sort of went. He was going off. As far as fast bowls go, a couple of years ago, his pace was dropping and he was sort of not bowling as well as he had in the past. But whatever he's done and whoever he's worked with the bowling coach over there, he actually looks a bit fitter and a bit stronger. And he looks like, well, you know what, I can make the most of this for another 3 or 4 years. And that's what he's trying to do at the moment. And without him, Australia would have got 700 because he's the only one that looks like getting a wicket. He's got it all over Warner at the moment. Poor old Davey doesn't know whether to play, whether to leave, whether to do whatever, and Stuart Broad's just sort of eating him alive. So, their bowling attack, Jofra Archer probably feeling the fact of playing a few tests now, and his body's getting a bit sore, and whilst he can still bowl quick, I thought his first spell on day one was, to be honest with you, it was poor. He ran in a little military medium pace, didn't really take it to the Australians. We were all hoping for, 90, 95 mile an hour, and he was dishing up 78, 780. That's the sort of rubbish I used to bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that big battle, I guess it's a bit of an ego check, isn't it, for Jofra Archer, who, by the way, appears to be a terrific character and a breath of fresh air, by the way. But, geez, he'd be licking the old wounds last night in the sheds.
Well, it's the reality of Test cricket that, you can go from the penthouse to the other house very, very quickly. And whilst he's not going to the other house, he just didn't live up to the expectation that we're all hoping for. And, maybe it's all too late now.
Why did he bowl not at top speed in that that first day. A lot of people talking about the weather. Does that have an impact, Stewie?
Yeah. Oh, I'd imagine it was cold and stiff and sore and whatnot. But, you know, can you play badly at footy when you go to Canberra because it's cold?
Yeah. Yes.
You do, but does it give you any right to? Like,
no, that's right.
I don't know.
No, it gives you an excuse.
And
if you're looking for one.
He's a young bloke coming through. I think more than that, you know, he bowled a lot of overs in the first and second test he played, which was, I think, the second and third test.
Yes.
Oh, you know, and people said, there's 12 days and all that. He would have still been a bit sore and sorry following on from that. But that's, you know, that is test cricket, and that's what's demanded of test cricketers. And he needs to work on it.
We just need a bit of luck with the weather and make sure that blinker. Make sure you don't go changing that lane without, well, at least you put your blinker on. Yeah.
I'm just driving over the sinkhole that is Caringbah.
Oh, yeah. I saw the bus. The bus nearly disappeared down the sinkhole.
I was a bit worried about the falling down it myself.
Yeah. The world came to a standstill down there in Caringbah a couple of days ago.
Someone said it did $1 million worth of improvements to the joint, but I don't subscribe to that. Subscribe to that. Good on you, Stewie.
Cheers, but I thought Jimmy drove past his wallet, made a big hole. All the jobs he has. Hey. How many jobs can one bloke have, seriously?
Hey, listen, you've got one job. That's to get in there and get Chief Operating Officer's stuff done for the New South Wales Rugby League. Come on, mate.
You shuffle those papers around that desk.
Yeah, Penske file.
I'll give you $50 if you can tell me what I actually do.
Because I can't boast about this, but like plenty of other people, you've only got to midday to get all your work done before you go home, all right?
Lunchtime? No, I don't have it midday. It's 11:30.
See you, mate.
See you, boys.
Stewie Clark.